Welcome to the Brilliant Mompreneurs Podcast. I'm Lonnie Jackson, your host and business coach, here to help you create flexible business strategies that can adjust with the chaos of mom life, but still propel you towards your big dreams and goals. If you are ready to double your income without doubling your to-do list and create flexible strategies that convert to income growth and leave the mom guilt behind, then you are in the right place. We are dedicated to bringing mom entrepreneurs practical business tactics and strategies, but also share the real and raw stories of what it's like to juggle business and babies. We know you have big goals for your business that will give you the freedom you dream of for your family, and we're here to support you in every stage of your business with community, workshops, tutorials, and this podcast. Join us and let's be brilliant together. Welcome back to another episode. I'm excited to talk to you about two words that kind of get tossed around quite a bit when it comes to business. And we're going to talk about them and why we need to make sure we understand what they mean and how they apply to us. So we're going to talk about sustainability versus consistency. I know you have heard about consistency when it comes to business. Most of the time, this word gets tossed around when it comes to social media, saying you have to be consistent in order to see the results that you want to with social media. You have to show up 5 days a week. You have to post content regularly. You have to consistently be posting reels, producing content. You have to be in stories consistently. You have to be consistently fill in the blank. What is that thing that you're being told you need to be consistent on? And it is true. We do need to have consistency, but we also need sustainability. And we're going to talk about those two words. And this is not just for social media strategy, but this is anything when it comes to business and generally in life, when it comes to mom and business life. So I like going to the dictionary to define words and make sure that our understanding, you and I, are on the same page. So I went to the Google, ask the Webster Dictionary, what are the definitions? So let's start with sustainability. Sustainability is the ability to be maintained at a certain rate or level. Okay, so there's no timeline with it. It is just maintain it. It's just maintain it and come at it with a certain rate or level. Consistency is conformity in the application of something, typically that is necessary for the sake of logic, accuracy, or fairness. I think of it as you have an answer key and everything must look like the answer key or it is wrong. Does that make sense? Well, that's my example for the day. I went to school, believe it or not. I don't know if you know this, but I got my degree to teach elementary education is my degree. And I never did any teaching past my student teaching before I graduated. I started traveling with my husband full time and then I started having babies and more babies and started businesses and never ended up teaching. Although I now teach women entrepreneurs how to grow and sustain their businesses with flexibility and freedom. So I guess I did use my teaching certificate, just not in the way I expected, not elementary kids. I love it though. Isn't it crazy how our journeys take us all over the place? And it's fun. It's a fun to look back and see how things come full circle, how they change, and how things that you thought were going to be one way ended up being even more magical than you could ever have dreamed. Anyways, that was a sidetrack. So let's go back to consistency, sustainability. I love the word that word consistency is tossed around a lot. When the example I use with social media, consistency is important. It is a way to measure results because you do have it to compare to the answer key or the status. There's a lot of scientific involvement when it comes to consistency. You can measure your analytics. So if we say, if I show up every day at 2 o'clock and do this action, 3 months from now, I can look at the data and know that this is the results of this consistent action. All right. And then I can know, do I keep doing this at 2 o'clock every day? And will I most likely get the same results? Yes. Okay. But here's the issue with consistency and moms. We don't have a lot of consistency when it comes to mom life. We are constantly being tossed into chaos by our lovely children. And whether it is unexpected illness, a new sports schedule, a new school schedule, they change ages, they're going through teething, a sleep regression. We now have new sports we're adding in. There's just so much. There's so much. Let's not even bring up our own personal health and energy. So there's a lot of inconsistency when it comes to motherhood. So being able to really be rigid with consistency of our actions can be difficult. And that's where a lot of moms get discouraged because they're like, I tried to be consistent, but then I did it for a week and then suddenly the kids got sick or this happened and this dropped off and dang it, now I'm behind again. And is this even worth it? It feels so unattainable. And this is a big discouragement. I've experienced this myself. I really struggled with this when I was blogging full time to be able to be consistent. Like I saw these other bloggers doing, I was like, how in the world are you showing up like this? But they also didn't have twin infants and they didn't have two preschoolers and two elementary kids at the same time as I did. So my availability didn't allow for consistency. And I know some of you listening right now are in that same boat. You have a baby, you have a new schedule, your kids have gotten sick, you have an autoimmune disease. There's something going on where you're not able to show up consistently like you want to. And here's where we tell ourselves this kind of, I guess if I can't be consistent, it's just not going to work for me. Or we do it just a little bit here and there, and then get super frustrated and we're just throwing the towel. And I hate it all. I hate all the social medias. I hate it. I get here and tell you how many people are like, I hate Instagram. It just doesn't work. It does work, but you have to learn how to work it for you. Okay. And we need to learn how to use it in a sustainable way if we can't be consistent. All right. I liked when I was looking up sustainability definition, I saw a lot of articles on sustainability for the environment and natural resources, using sustainable processes and practices. And I really was reading those definitions and those articles, and I was like, you know what? This makes sense. And this is why I want to lean into this word as an incorporating piece of our strategy. Is sustainability is using resources responsibly for long-term support. Meaning it's going to be a lifetime of this action, because if we do this over and over, if we take these actions, we're going to sustain the energy. We're going to make our natural resources prolonged and evident. And then we can measure those results because we are showing up, maybe not consistently, but we're showing up sustainably. That's the difference. So maybe I can't show up every day at 2 o'clock and post, okay? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. It's not going to be consistent unless I hire somebody full-time to do my social media. It's just not. But I can be sustainable and have a goal of showing up in a certain way every week, even if it's not at the same consistent time or the same consistent day or even the same consistent amount. It means I'm going to show up this week. Okay. I'm going to give you a quick example of how I adjusted my sustainability versus consistency. With the Brilliant Mompreneur Society, when I first started it, which is our free Facebook community for mom entrepreneurs, if you haven't joined yet, come join us over there. When I first started, I really wanted to put a lot of attention into the group. And I said, I'm going to show up for 30 minutes every single day. 30 minutes. And I tried to do that. I did that for about a month, and then chaos, just normal chaos in my life. And I missed a day, and then I missed another day, and then I was scrambling and feeling behind and mad at myself because I didn't get that done. And now I feel like I missed out on this and this, and I couldn't be consistent. But what I could do was plan for sustainability with how I showed up each week, meaning I took those 30 minutes a day. So 30 minutes times 7 is 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours. That's not a lot of time. to spend on building your social media. And I didn't plan on doing this. This is not how I show up in my group now. I show up differently, but 30 minutes a day feels pretty good. So I would aim for 30 minutes a day. But if my day got away from me and I could not do that 30 minutes, I knew I could tack it on to other days of the week, meaning maybe I missed one day. All right. Then I was going to do 40 minutes for the next 2 days, 3 days and make up that time. Or maybe I missed 2 days and then I would spend a little extra time on the other days. It was very flexible and interchangeable, so I could spend a little more time on the days that I could show up. And if I couldn't show up, that's okay. I'm not falling off the bandwagon. So looking at it as like this immovable element that can mold to what my container was instead of being a rigid ruler. When you view your strategies as sustainable instead of having to be consistent and being strict and very, this is the only way. Sustainability, I feel like, leads us to be creative and fluid with our natural resources, which is our energy and our time. So when you come to your week and you're starting to plan and you're saying, I'm overwhelmed, I can't show up, or if this isn't working for me, whatever is happening with that frustration and overwhelm when it comes to an action in your business, I want you to flip it and say, am I believing that it has to be consistent and rigid and only this way, this rule, this time, etc.? Or can I switch my viewpoint to believe in sustainability, and how can I maximize my natural resources and have fluidity with them? Because I cannot predict how my day or week will go, but I can predict that I want to show up this way and this amount of time or in this amount of work. Another example besides social media is email newsletters. So I love my email list. I love emailing my people. I think it's such a valuable tool. I highly recommend you have an email list. When I first started my email list, people were like, you have to email them on the same day so they know when to expect to see you and that they know you're showing up consistently in their inbox. So pick a day and show up at that day and that time every single week. And I'm like, awesome. I picked Wednesday. Nope. Didn't it happen for a couple of weeks, and then I fell off the bandwagon, and then I was so mad at myself, and then I'm like, I can't email them this week because I didn't email them on Wednesday, and if I wait till Friday's not a good day to send an email, and then already starting Monday again by the next time I want to email them, and then I don't want to send two emails in a week because that's not what I told them I would do, and I just started giving myself this long list of all the reasons why I failed because I missed a day, and then that set me behind because now I'm in my head and I've got this terrible mindset and mind block. Can't even write the dang email now because I'm so flustered because I missed last week. Ladies, let's bring some fluidity into this and say, hey, I can email my list whenever I want to. And if they don't want to see my email, they can unsubscribe at any time. And that's okay. I'm okay with unsubscribes. If you don't want to see my email, I promise we'll still be friends and you can re-sign up if you want to later. And I don't expect everybody to want me in their inbox. But those who do, who want my email, want to hear from me, want the information from me that I'm offering in my emails and the encouragement, the opportunities, etc., they'll be happy to hear from me whenever I show up. So some days I show up on Thursdays. Sometimes I show up 3 times a week. Sometimes I show up once a week. Sometimes it's in the morning. Sometimes it's late at night. Sometimes I've been emailing people on the weekends. I've been getting in inboxes on the weekends. And what's fun about it is I get to try new strategies, new theories, new ways of talking to people. Do people open up my emails if I deliver them on Sunday afternoon? Oh, yeah, they do. Okay. What if I send them an email late at night? Is my open rate higher? Yes, it is. Okay. That is good information to know. And when I took in this sustainable, fluid type viewpoint of my email list, it gives me permission to have fun and play around and show up when I can show up. Because I don't know about you, but if you ever try to write an email when you're like, I have to get this out, and you have this stress and this pressure to get some sort of content out so that you just check it off the list, it falls flat. And it doesn't really bring results anyway. So great, you checked it off your list, but did it really do what you wanted it to do in the first place? The same with your social media. If you're just checking it off the list and trying to stay consistent and rigid and have to show up this only one way, yes, you checked it off your list, you got it done, but did it bring results because you were so wound up and stressed and frustrated? No, probably didn't. So if you're seeing this consistency word pop up and frustration because you're not able to show up the exact same way every week, or you feel like, well, because I can't show up this way, I might as well not do it, let's bring the word sustainability in. And let's bring in fluidity and flexibility to our strategies. Not saying that we don't have to do things repetitively in our business. Like, I can't just show up on social media once a month and expect it to work. There has to be more. I'm not blowing smoke at you and saying, oh, this is totally going to work if you just show up whenever you show up. No, there is some rules around it, guys. We do have to have some way of tracking the data, which means we have to make the data, but you can have that more fluid approach to your business. And this really is important for mom entrepreneurs who do have unpredictable, inconsistent schedule in life. And that's why I am a huge fan of the word flexible business strategies. And I use this in my I Help statement. When I talk about what I do to help mom entrepreneurs, is I help them create flexible business strategies that move with the chaos of mom life, but still bring them sustainable income and the freedom that they want. And that's what I want. That is what I want in my business. That is what my one-on-one clients want. And this is what the group program that I'm developing is focused on, because sustainability, girl, means that I can do this business when things are in chaos, and I can also do this business when things are going smooth, and I can also show up when I have very little time, and I can show up when I have a lot of time. And I don't know about you, but that makes me feel a lot of relief and a lot of flow, really. So good. It just gives me so much expansiveness when it comes to looking at my business and saying, okay, I'm going to show up this way. This is my thought for the week. Sustainable versus consistent. Sustainability versus consistency. Are you pushing yourself into this consistent, rule, rigid, only this way business or way of showing up in certain areas of your business? Can you build in that sustainability, flexibility, that fluidity that will give you permission to not show up, but to show up with your natural resources in ebbs and flows of time and energy and availability? All right, my friends, thank you for joining for another episode. I can't wait to get back out here with you again next week. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing, sustainable week with lots of fluidity, with your energy and your time. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us today on the Brilliant Mompreneurs podcast. You can get all of today's show notes at lonniejackson.com/podcast. If you love today's episode, take a screenshot of your screen right now and share it on your Instagram or Facebook so your friends can come and listen too. And don't forget to tag me at Brilliant Mompreneurs so I can share the love right back to you. See you next week for another episode of the Brilliant Mompreneurs podcast.